for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this magnificent Monday. We're going to add Rick Randall into the show here to get him to participate. We do this every Monday as a public service to give you a little bit of break from Michigan news and Michigan politics, kind of be able to sit back, think, and then basically start your week off in a very positive attitude. So we're adding Rick into the show right now. Greatly appreciate him doing this for us. And as a result,
good morning,
many people have been absolutely responding to it and greatly appreciate him doing it. Again, joining us on the line right now, Rick Randall. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Randy. How are you today?
Good, good, good. Yeah, I was having some technical difficulties in the studio, so I apologize not getting you into the show earlier. But what's on your mind today?
Well, I got a lot of things. This is good. So, of course, it's Magnificent Monday. And so we're starting the week strong. So I'm just going to kind of recap some things. So we got a few minutes here before we jump to the next segment. But goals, I just go back to goals again. And I thought about this morning. So I've got this big list of things, you know. And what's interesting, it wasn't on paper. And so I didn't write it down last night. I don't know why I neglected to do that. Sometimes it happens. But the point is I got to my office this morning early, and I hadn't written down my stuff. And so I thought, right now you kind of feel a little bit scrambled. You just feel like you got a bunch of stuff. You know you got a bunch of stuff, but it isn't on paper. It isn't organized. And so here's the thing. Why is this important? And the first thing I did was I had some patients. I had a great family of five today. Beautiful family with three boys. And they're just good people, and so they come in once a month and get adjusted. And so they came in, but it organized. So then I got done with that, was my point, and then I sat down and said, write your stuff down and just organize it. It organizes your day. It gives you stuff to look forward to. It actually decreases stress in your life. And the next thing is when you start writing down different goals, make some simple ones in there. You know, brush your teeth in there. Man, that's a nice one to check off. You know, that was fairly easy. And but it encourages you to begin. It puts your day into smaller pieces. And then I say first downs create a scoring momentum. And so with that being said, it's just a very important thing to do either the night before or first thing in the morning. It just allows you to kind of take the pressure off your shoulders. And then just a real quick poem about goals. This is so important, and I'm going to elaborate on this in a minute, but the universe is really good with yes, but it must know what to say yes to. When you start with a goal and write it down, the universe now knows what to do. Goals create a roadmap and give you a direction in which to go. Write them down and read them, so absolutely you will know. Have fun with the achievement of the goals that you want to do. Goals and goal attainment gives your success a clue. And unless you write stuff down, it just doesn't become real. Or let me say it another way. When you write stuff down, it becomes way more real. It manifests itself way quicker. It's just such an important thing. So I wanted to start with that today. And so are we moving on?
You bring up a good point, though. When I get off the show today, I have quite a few things I have to go into Traverse City and get done. And I know everything in my mind, but yet at the same time, the order, how much time it's going to take to do each one, you know, it just helps you to basically give you a roadmap, a road trip for my afternoon. And I think it's a very good place to start on Monday, especially. I like to do it Sunday night because that way you can sleep. You don't have to worry about it. It's all written down. And you grab your piece of paper first thing in the morning, you get out of the shower, you look at your list, and there you are. First one at the top, shower and brush your teeth.
Bingo. Yeah, there you go. I'm already on my way.
I'm on my way. My day has started. All right. Very good. Absolutely. We're going to take a short break. We're speaking with Rick Randall. He's the author of Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Road Trip, the Good Words book for success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words book for success by Rick Randall.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
magnificent Monday. It's what I call today. It is just a decision if you want to feel this way. Saturday and Sunday have come to an end. Magnificent Monday is the way to get there again. The weekends are the frost and the visible part of the cake. Monday through Friday give meaning to the actual piece that you take. We are always planting seeds in our life garden, you know. Your attitude is the water that helps the seeds grow. How is the crop looking? It's just a matter of time. If attitude is the water, gonna add better water to mine. Magnificent Monday. Monday. Positive attitude, you've already won.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Positive attitude, you've already won. Yes, you have already won. Oh, you love that, buddy.
That, you know, that's so cool. Of course I wrote it, but it's about how you think. And so I was going to back up for a second because I'm going to get to, we talked about thinking last time and I'm going to go back over that again today, but I wanted to go back to the goals and here's a sentence I came up with too, is do you get to do or do you have to do, right? I mean, I get to go mow the grass or I have to go mow the grass. And that goes also to your thinking. But then I got another word for you. And the word is begin. And so I firmly believe this. This is, well, it's kind of amusing both ways. But 50% of getting finished is just getting started. So I think that's funny in my own life, because this time of year is always kind of a interesting challenge. If I had QuickBooks, like my brother says, I got to get into QuickBooks, I'd be all done right now with what I'm doing, but it's tax time, right? So I have these files and I pull out these files and it's just this daunting task of going through the files. And, you know, instead of recording the receipts once a month, I go at the end of the year and you go, here's this big file. But anyways, the fun part about it is it's not nearly as big as I think it is. And once I get started, it's just, you just get going. It's only as big as you make it, and it's never as big as it initially might seem. But then this is amusing too, on the other side of that story. Randy, how many times have you started something, and I call it every project grows. It reveals itself as you get going. And
sure.
I'm just going to paint the wall. Well, man, maybe I better move the furniture. And then when we move the furniture, and then maybe I better, you know, wash the floor down. And then there's all these little steps that go with it. But ultimately, that allows you to get the job done properly. But the poem, I'm going to read this one too. This is fun. This is the poem for Begin. My list was full. That goes back to our goals, things that we get to do. My list was full and there was lots for me to do. And that's what's so exciting to me, is that when you start writing stuff down, the more you write stuff down, the more you start checking stuff off. So it's sometimes before you even get your list completed, you've got some of the things already checked off and you're on your way. But my list was full and there's lots for me to do. I was pretty darn excited. How do you think? I get to do. I just had to think it through. The first thing is to just get started and believe, one of the biggest 7-letter words in the book, and just begin. The list of things gets checked off. Each check is another win. The road trip to success is one of the best rides of your life. Begin and get it started. Success is about the ride. So here's something that's so important. So we know about the law of gravity. There's these universal laws out there, and we know about the law of gravity, right? You know, you don't go to the 10th floor and think this time the law isn't working, I'm just going to have a nice little float to the bottom. That's
sure
not how it works.
No. Nope.
Okay, so the biggest law that we need to be aware of, or one of them, I should say, certainly, is the law of attraction, is that this is a universal law. This is what happens. This is exactly what happens, is that you attract to you the energy that you're putting out there. And that goes back to your thinking. And that was the purpose of the book, is pay attention to what you are thinking. And the purpose of the book is the good words concept. When you focus on your thinking, pay attention to what is going on around you. You know, and it's thoughts come out of nowhere. And there, you have thousands of them. I read 64,000, you know, a day. It seems like an incredible number. But the interesting thing is that you have these thoughts going on, but you can only hold one thought at a time. We played this before about red or blue or colors, but you can only put one thought in your mind at a time. If the thought doesn't encourage you, it doesn't inspire you, it doesn't feel good, it doesn't motivate you, then you can rewind and rewrite it. It's just a thought, right? It's not even real yet. How you think about things, there's things, but how you think about them is totally up to you. And that's when I say, do you add light to the situation at hand, or do you take it away? And so again, when this book is full of thousands of words, there's 107 good words, but there's, you know, literally thousands of words around all these other good words. And there's 24,000 in the book. So let's call it another 1,000 at least, you know. So there's all these words in the book. Well, when you fill your bag of words with good words, you don't put bad words in it. You don't put the word worry in it. We talked about that last week too, I think, was, you know, it's negative goal setting. It's crossing the bridge that you're not there yet. You know, it's worrying about tomorrow's clouds over today's sunshine. You can only live right now. And this is the most important thing also. The universal energy, we're all part of this grand scheme, and life is this magnificent play, and it's a masterpiece, and you are one of the most important people in it. And so the whole thing about thinking is write your stuff down. It organizes it, because your mind can be, I don't want to call it scatterbrain, but we are kind of scatterbrain. You bounce from one thought to another, and you never really finalize kind of the thought that you're thinking. But when you write it down, they say we should think on paper. Write down what you'd like to see. It starts with a positive attitude, Magnificent Monday, and believing in the future and what can be. And there's that word believe again. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in what you're doing. What you want to see happen has to be consistent with the universal laws of love and life and living. It's just how it works. You can't violate those laws and expect to have a good day. And it won't be. Spend a few minutes of your day thinking. Meditation time is good. It's just like you say on Sunday nights, Randy, typically for me the same. Sunday night got moved around a lot last night. So, you know, Monday morning, and it took me a minute. But as soon as you do, then think about what is possible and believe in could. The premise is that life is naturally good, and it should be a pretty good time. When I was at the Chamber Awards banquet, I'll finish the sentence. It's just a matter of thinking about it, and what is possible will fall in line. But your life is supposed to be this wonderful experience. There are trials and tribulations and opportunities for us to grow. I was watching Morgan Freeman talking about patience, and he says, you know, you ask for patience. And he says, you know, God doesn't always just give you patience, but he gives you opportunities to be patient and to learn what patience is all about. And I thought, that is so true, is that you have these opportunities, and it's do you respond or do you react? And then I have another situation where you go, you know, now what? You know, here's what it is. And I think that, you know, my friend says, I get tired of this sentence, it is what it is. But if you think about it, it is what it is. It's one of the most profound things that there is, because from that, you go, it is what it is. And then you go, okay, that helps you define it. And so you go, this is what it is. And there again goes back to, let's put it down on paper. Here's what it is. Here's the pluses. Here's the minuses. And you know, how do we get her going? And how do you respond to it favorably, as opposed to being anxious or apprehensive? And so my dad was pretty good. He gave me both sides of the story. And this was relative to rental stuff. And so as a kid, Dad had rental units, you know. And so we were caused, you know, hey kids, you're like, okay, you got to earn that $2 a month, your allowance. So sure, we're going to go get to clean up a nice apartment. Well, some of these places weren't nearly that nice after the people moved out. And so, but that's what we got to do, and to earn our $2. But then I started getting into rentals myself. I must have forgot all about it when I was a kid. And so then I took a rental real estate class when I got out of chiropractic school, and I started getting into rental units. And so he would say, now, Rick, do you want to think through this? Here's some of the things you have to overcome. And I thought, you know, Dad, if I can overcome those things, then maybe this is a good decision. And but he always kind of allowed me to kind of shape my thoughts around it. And here's what's going to happen. And he sometimes gave me the downside of it. But it allowed me to prepare for that if that was possible. And his experience certainly was warranted, you know. And so anyways, the point is that, you know, when you start thinking about what you're going to do, what you get to do, then when you define it, then what happens is it's not nearly as big as it seems, like we talked about, and then it gets it done. But the next thing I wanted to go to is the word you, is that you have to realize that what you are so important. You if there's a 1,000 piece puzzle and a piece is missing, the first thing you notice is the missing piece, right? You know, if there's a big wall, it's a large block wall, and you look and, you know, it's tall and wide and there's a block missing. Out of all those blocks, the piece that you notice is the one that's missing. How about this one? A balloon. What part of a balloon is more important than any other part of the balloon when it comes to a safety pin, right? So this is what I talk about you. Randy, you and the listening audience, you, yous, are one of a kind. You are the missing puzzle piece. You are the missing block in the wall. You are the important part of the balloon. We all are. And so it's so important that we realize you are the missing piece. You're the missing block. You're the important part of the balloon. You are the only one of you that makes you valuable. You know, Rembrandt and Mozart and anything, Michelangelo, art, music, you know, how come it was so valuable? Is because one, they were a master in their craft, and two, they're the only one of them. Well, you know, you are a master of you. You are you, and you are the only one of you among, I don't know, is there 8 billion people on the planet these days? But realize that you matter to all of us. Your life is important. Thanks for being you, especially when it comes to that balloon, right? Your success is all about you. So yeah. Then I have a poem, and I know we're getting close here. If you study the human body, then you will know. You are this incredible human being with a soul that has a glow. Realize that you have a light, and it is better if it is on. You are the only one of you. Light your road trip and beyond. When you go to the mirror, say, I love you. Say it every time. You're one of many billions, and you are the only one of a kind. That makes you very valuable. You must know that this is true. You are valuable to all of us. You matter. Yes, you do. And so I think that's one of the most confidence in can. And again, the universe just needs to know what it is that we want to get done. It's full of this magnificent energy, and it's how you think. And so your thoughts are important. Goals help you kind of define what you're thinking. It takes away kind of the stress of the day. It allows you to add things to it, get things done. And then here, I'm going to leave you with this. Dale Carnegie, don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Could you imagine what Facebook would look like if nobody was criticizing, condemn, or complaining? Or how about this one? My dad used to say, if you can't say something nice, be quiet. So then my line after that is, suddenly, you know, there's a lot of pins dropping. You didn't hear them before because there was too much noise in the way. But go about your day looking to don't criticize, condemn, or complain, right? See how many times...